Samen jetzt seit 8?
Ja, Samen.
Und die Woche der Hill Harlow ist dann, dass die Start so wieder gehen auf Hans.
Okay.
Dove lech mar Allah for the Meister Finish Morona Chazanish. Chazanish? Top Reish. Chazanish was Mechadish, a point in Hilda Vitov. Mishayobnu Ladun Kolfula, the Mashavtenu Terim Asiyosu, in the Muskev's Midas Habitov. Before we do something, we should make a question if this fits into Midas Habitov. אז דאלו מיר שרעב מיכייט די שטאַטוס של יוסף צאג דע גראקש איז דער מאשקין איז קארטאן הויס איז זיל דע מיס פון קוש ווי נאָ דער חזאל זאג דע וואס יוסף צאג גאנץ דע סער מאשקין צו טו רימיינד הים בי מאכע טוי וואס נאָט קונסידערד פראפרטי טאָק אנד דע דע דאַט אין דע קוסט אַשע גיב אַ שסום אשם לפטאַך איז יוסף לפון אלע רהופן רהופן Yes, the shield should punish the Mashim, the Toys of the Shlei Shonim. Now he is punished to have 2 more years in jail because he turned the Shah Mashim. So, everybody asks the question, what do you mean? You're not supposed to just wait around for Hashem to make a miracle for you. You should do it, try to do the Shtalis. There was a time on him. So he said, and this is Machuz Yigub Shat. Yodashim has a loss of Tluya Bishtatlus. Hakol miyad Hashem. He knew that everything is totally in the yad of Hashem. And just the person is mustahil to do pulas, not be semech al hanei. So he took this as damit to the Akash from the Star Maskim. But he said it's a problem. The fee, tchunas ha-rehovim in the tibel isk of hatev. He knew the nature of the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim were an ocean that were not Makitoy. They had a king that held that he created the world. He had stems from a mind frame that I have to be, like they call it in America, a self-made man. I have to do it all by myself. It's considered zilzul to attribute anything to anybody else, including HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, and Mela, they have a problem that if you make a favor to somebody else, basically you're admitting that you're not independent. So they try to avoid that. So he knew that that was the nature of the mitzvah. So now he says, why in the world is he asking this mitzvah to be make a favor if that's not the nature of the mitzvah? Ella, it's mitzvah yush. It's an act of desperation. He feels that he has no way, nothing logical to do. So, we have to do something. And that's the type of thing a lot of people have. You ask them, why are you doing this? They have to do something. The question is that something that makes sense, doesn't make sense, doesn't make sense. So, that's not proper behavior. How the rabbi? The two levels of behavior, two modes of behavior in every situation in life. Either a situation that is what for me to do, or there's nothing for me to do. In both situations, I primarily turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In one of them, I know that Hashem wants me to be interactive also, and I do my part. In another situation, I know that there's nothing to do, and that Hashem just wants me to go to Him. There's nothing else to do. He's not expecting me to do anything. But the mind frame, I always have to find something to do, and this is a very common thing. When we're in situations which we see that everything we're doing is not really helping, and even so we feel I need to do something, that's coming from this. What we call active desperation. Here it was even better than what we do very often, because here this is loyal loyazik. You told the guy to make a toy when you know he's not going to make a toy, you didn't lose anything. Sometimes, some people, you want to get something done and the person's not cooperating, you push him and push him and push him or whatever you do. So it just makes it more complicated. Without realizing, 1 second, am I doing something that has some positive results? There's a Jew called Shlomo Lawrence, he was a Chavar Knesset from the time of Agudas Yisrael many years ago. He was a Yosh Maim, and he wrote a book about his different experiences with different abilities. So one of the things he writes over there was, he was close to the Chaznish, that one of the Chiloni Chavik Knesset made some comments or whatever it was, very degrading Yiddish guys or whatever, some Jewish values. And he wrote a whole powerful rebuttal. And he wanted to run it by the Chaznish before he said it over. So Chaznish says it's beautiful. The Chaznish asked him, do you think it's really going to affect the opinions of any of the people you're trying to target? So he said, no, but you know, we have to do something, and just be quiet. But Chaznish says, no. Your goal is to communicate things in a way that you further your needs and your goals and your values and everything else. But if it's just to bend back because he yelled at you and it's not going to have any effect on anybody, there's no need to do it. It's the same Chaznish and Shitosef. On the other hand, there's a Maisa with Biskarov when they were running away from Europe. So his sons noticed that when they were in situations that was impossible, the Biskarov was more calm than when they were in situations that looked like there was some havoc. So they were surprised what's going on here. So they asked him, something like this. So it's impossible, there's nothing for me to do on calm, because I know that I don't have to take a decision, so just down towards them. So when there's something to do, then I'm concerned to make sure I'm doing the right thing. That's already arthritis there. That was peace of mind. Yeah. It was a real thing, it wasn't, you know, we do a lot of, so much as today I saw in the state of Dhaka they put out, Leila Nishmas of Elominus, the Sukkiman Bitochen, beautiful Sefer. So, then they have a leak of all kinds of things over there. They also throw it from Priscilla, they put it on the poster. What's back at the table? I don't remember. Something like that. Basically, what came out of the poster in his Hanoga was that when you have the biggest stars in the world, he peacefully goes to sleep and gets up in the morning. And in other words, if you're really living Bitochen, then if you're in the most trying situations, you have peace with yourself because, you know, you do what you can and what you can't do. And then, you know, as much as Hashem's hand you've been for the last 50 years or 80 years, it wasn't a lot. You have to live maybe 1,000 years or 2,000 years to get there. But that's something to be aspired to. That's clarity. And by the way, it does help. That it does help that a scrum like this, these type of things, to pick certain psukim of Yitokhan and it should be mishanin them, say them over and over again. Just when a person does get nervous, it brings you back to your parents. You realize, Baruch Hashem, a lot of nice psukim and Tehillim and other parts of the Tanakh. Yeah, I'll call upon him, so that's what he's saying. That was a tiny Yosef. A person who's in a state of despair, he says things, he does anything he thinks he can do, even though it really does not seem to have any toilets.
Some days, this Torah is done, because Yosef Tzadik, Yosef Tzadik, it sounds like it did nothing to the Egyptians. Cover
along
Egyptians. So
he should
have
said, right? Akasha. Maybe there was a judgment call that he felt it was enough. A small chance. Because I would say that there wasn't a big enough chance that it was the right thing to do. You know, all these things with Tzadikim, it's always the top of the thing. So. That's basically that. It's either in the top, it's either here, or it's. Hello. Shabbat Tov, Shabbat Tov. I'm just. Sorry. אנחנו גמרנו מאוד מוקדם. אני דמ שישיר אני קשה. עוד רבע שעה. כן. שלום שלום. כן. Bechutin, you can't keep on the line. A wife or Bechutin doesn't do these stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's what he's saying. Bitochen, it's either chiyuv or it's aser, which is a big difference. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I've seen times that it's not so black and white, so I'm not sure myself. The general, the basic thing he means to say is that a person has to make even though there's a din of ishtadlus, we don't always have to find what to do. Because sometimes Hashem is just telling us, sit back and let me do it. I think that was one of the big messages of this past year. And not everything's under our control. To incorporate that in our day-to-day life. Everybody has so many things we're really trying to push, and you don't really stop and think, really, one second, are we really producing positive results with that, or just there's nothing to do? And, you know, like I said, you need to have a control. Yeah. Okay. Let's just start the next piece. Yet should have him together be tougher, tougher is all the flash from Shakoma, Shapola Odin Soch, Leos, Akbar, Akhtoy, the Chesed. That's one of the things that the Chazan Ish also spoke about a lot. People try to make machleks and they try to show you the machleks. I don't go for these machleks anymore. But Bitochen is not to believe that everything will work out the way I want, or even a way that's pleasant. It is to always realize there is that possibility, no matter how impossible it looks. That is within the realm of the Talmud. Never to give up. Even if someone looks like the person is about to be killed, you never know. And we know, if you know through your own lives and other situations, many situations which seemed impossible came about. But he says there is such a concept called Midas Adin, and we know. I was in a taxi the other day, and he asked me that. He said one of his sons wants to know how can Hashem have brought about the Holocaust. Yeah. I was like, yeah. And the question is more of an emotional question than an intellectual question, even. Because we know that it would be that the Torah says that once we recover the Torah, everything will be beautiful and sweet for the Jewish people, no matter what we do. Then it's a question, it's a contradiction to what's written in the Torah. But since the Torah, in two places, writes a Torah, there is such a concept of Midas Adin. So that is built into the system that Hashem set up, that there is a possible Midas Adin. Why exactly not? Why not another time? Said that's, but there is such a concept. It's not a contradiction to what we believe in. Yeah, a friend of mine. I'm sure many of you have heard. Maybe all you've heard of Reuven Leuchte, a very sharp person. He says he has a bigger question than the Holocaust. He says, why are we still alive? He says, so many people not doing the Ratzon and Hashem, none of us are doing exactly the way we should, and some people are not rebelling against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if you hold that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, people that you hold us are good people, but when I said, you admit that there are certain people that are not the same. So if Hashem has to do everything according to whether he deserves it or not, so why is it so good for, why do we have this Chassadim for the Kodesh Baruch Hu? A component. So, Zod and Mitzvah, Chesed and Mishpah Rashida. David made a Mitzvah of Chesed and Mishpah Rashida. From Chesed and Mishpah, I'm going to sing to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like it says, Vayigv Hashem, Tzvois v'Mishpah. In the Mishpah, Vayigv Hashem, Tzvois v'Mishpah. In the Stoker, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzvois v'Stoker. There's two ways that Hashem elevates himself, makes himself felt by people. It's a matter of mishpat, judgment, and through that we get shaken up by the Kodesh Baruch Hu and bring us back to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And sometimes the tremendous chasodim that he does to us, that's the way that we see the greatness of Hashem. I could sing to you, Hashem, with the chesed of mishpat. Und wir wissen, dass viele, oh, Hashem lassen, 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 Hashem for every situation, because if it was brought to us, then it was for our good. A person has to go through a surgery, so he doesn't scream and shout and have tightness on the surgeon for cutting him, because he's in a position that he needs surgery. And if Hashem decides that we need surgery, Hashem is a very good, what do you call it in English, to define the math of a diagnostic. Sometimes diagnostician knows exactly where we're holding what we need. So if we need that, so we can assume it's a toiva. Yeah. So the yoga name said Hashem Hashem, that's the crazy. You should have said Hashem Hashem. Yeah, there's a famous passage we say, Nizbul Adobin. Shiftecho Mishantecho Himi Nachmoni. So I heard Hashem Rabbisim Atzal and Nelson is a Chayim of Lof, and a lot of people say this word. And I say, they say, very beautiful Shaf. There's a staff. There's two ways of calling it a staff. It could be a Shevet, or it could be a Mishon. What's the difference between the two? A Shevet is used for hitting. Hoi Ashur Shevet Api. The thing is out of control, so to give it a hit, put it into place. A mission is a cane, so for support. So one is something that causes pain, and the other one causes support. He says, Shift to ho, mishan to ho, eminachmur. The fact is that both in your hand is my nechama. In other words, if there'll be one person holding the shade, another person holding the mishan, so you're in trouble. You don't know who's going to overpower the other one. If it's coming from the same source, that in itself is the nechama that we have. We realize that it's coming from the same caring and loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Oimek of Yitochen, She'odim Yudeya, Kinnim Sevi Yudayim Ne'monu Shal Vayyot. B'chol Mashu Noisim Loi, B'mido, B'mishpot, everything we get is in the right measure. Yeah. Basically, that's what Yitochen is, the things are never out of control. That's where many of us fall, and we all fall like that. When we feel the situation is out of control, that causes us to get into a state of despair and whatever else. But if we realize it's out of my control, it's not out of control. It's in Hashem's control, and if it's in Hashem's control, it's just as much in His control as ever before. Nothing changed. Just, I'm not, he didn't make me part of the picture of controlling the situation. So, that's what he's saying. Once you put everything in the hands of Hashem, put yourself in the hands of Hashem, then you're in good hands. Whether it's pleasant or not pleasant, but you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we didn't forsake you. We spoke Machias and Mitzvah Atzmi Shel Odom. Umam Siloi, Kol Masher Torish, and Mitzvah Atzmi. He gives us everything we need to come to our real selves, for our Avoda, for Shleimus, for Oisha and Nitzvi, eternal Oisha. But Meilen, Baal HaBitochen, Yidei Azois. Baal HaBitochen knows this. So you're going to tell me what everybody knows. I ask anybody, does Hashem control the world? Yeah, Hashem controls the world. But if somebody insults him against, they're insulted, or, you know, he has some medical situation, financial situation, which he can't put together by himself, and he falls apart. That idea is not enough. It's talking about the idea in his heart. He really lives with that idea. Like we said, that the Biskarov and these type of people that the idea was covered, the way they related to the situation, the way they interacted with it. They told the idea sichlis ain shiur v'kas. The previous sukkah we brought azar malacha. I'm going to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's a mishpat. Intellectual idea doesn't cause singing. Something you feel. Hashem azamei shiur mitparetzav mitoif imke hanefesh koltas v'itochen amitis atzmusim. Yeah. Teva Adam with a Kabel, Chazze Hashem, Zvon Amogon in my lay. When it comes to the Chazze Hashem, our nature is just to say, yes, obvious that I have to be healthy and I have to have panos and I have to, everything should be peace in the world and health. Yeah. Ain't Dr. Lisha, Lo Mashem, Nosin Loi, Ki Ainu Loi Lakach. The average person gets up in the morning doesn't have this big problem in the moon. I don't deserve to be alive. Why am I alive? I don't deserve to walk. I don't deserve to see. I don't deserve. Yeah. We think that Hashem has to give it to us. But when the Midas didn't take something away from us, then who? We were speaking that before. Why me? Why this? Why that? We look at Midas Adin as like a gun. They're stealing that stuff from us. And that's what he said. Hashem Losan, Veloy She'alti She'elos. Hashem Loka. He put the Losan and the Loka together. They saying, I related both in the same fashion. Just like when he gave it to me, I didn't have a tie on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why did he give it to me? I accepted it. Now then he took it away. I'm also not asking questions. Tested I accept and didn't I accept? And Baruch Hashem, because I know that, like I said before, that if I'm getting something good, rather good. If I'm getting something bad, because there's a need for it. Hashem would never make any Hashem's last thing that he wants to do is put us in pain. But if we are in a situation of pain, it's because Hashem feels that this was necessary. We have in Ruth, we're going to be reading soon. It says, when Naomi came back, he said, Ani Yitzasi Malay or something like that, Rekim, it was Yirana Hashem. That don't call me Naomi, because I'm in a bad situation. I left here full and wealthy and family, and I came back without anything. So the Chiddush over there is that he uses the name Hashem, Yukevovki, not Elikim. Usually, Midas Adin is Elikim. So, and we're going to point out over there that she came to Hakor, that she did have Midas Adin, but it was all for her to be Zoyfa to Chasotim, to leave the wrong way they were going. And they were going away, like the Beitim were going away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ratzon Hashem, leaving their rabbis, possibly the Klal Yisrael. And intermingling with the goyim over there, b'chulei. She realized now that all the tzaras they had was really the biggest chesed from Hashem, was to bring her back. The metzos had a big chesed. Yeah, she begged the people of Rus back, and eventually brought about the nachas they built. She was the one who made it happen. What made it happen? Yeah. So anyway, that's the point of the talk of this. We know when the Yodav Ne'emona Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Lo'i, Lo Yatsa. Hashem is my shepherd, I'm not lacking anything. I want 100 things, I want them. Like Hashem, I'm not lacking. Hashem gives to me good, it's not going to recognize what that is. B'nei Seshi Yavim Seina Me'menucha Yisina Leini. Gan Ki Yerub Yei Tzalmobes, Lo Yerub Ki Ato Yimod, Yimodi. Even going in the darkest places, I know Hashem's with me. I don't see him, but I know he's with me. Yes, yeah, a beautiful mizmah with a lot of psukim of bitochen. After he wrote it, that is what's in the heart of the Betech in every situation. It looks impossible. Hashem is with me. Hashem is with me. Well, I'll get past it. V'zeh motzim lukhan l'nafshe. And that's the famous opening line of the Chovos HaLevavos. First pack of Shabbat Tochen, that the tzias of Bitochen is in Luchas Nefesh HaBiteach, the peace of mind that one has, that he relies on somebody that he knows will do only what's good for him. Luchas Nefesh HaBiteach, she a lead way slayer. He's pointing out that it's not enough that he knows, it has to be his leg. His leg is his adoshas, his feelings are relying on, he's fully relying on. And there's a beautiful insight of the Chovos HaLevavos because it gives us a certain way to measure our level of bitachon. Many people fool themselves and they say, I'm such a big Baal Bitachon. I'm such a big Bitachon, but I don't know why Hashem is doing all these things for me. And why I deserve it if I'm such a big Baal Bitachon. Yeah. But basically, if the person does not have peace of mind, that's a sign that he can use improvement in his bitachon. Doesn't mean that you're not talking at all, but it means that, yeah. Things you hear, Shalom, Lom, and Bistvarim. And Nefesh Koltes, Abitochen, believe what time is there. The Loy Achimim, Samani, Esam Arocha, Zois, Ache, Maroch, Sahir, the Emes. He himself put this after, means the Yir and Emes, the need of Abitochen. Abitochen is, after you have everything in place, then you can start with the real bitachon, otherwise take bitachon. after the Yashamayim, after the Yitzemes, and what life is all about. I remember he told me once last year that in the yeshivas he didn't speak about bitachon. He felt that the boys weren't mature enough yet for it. Yeah. But I guess he didn't have done it for bitachon, but he should eventually get to it. Yeah. He says, Tom, it's not bitachon, it's never. Somebody went to the Chazon Ish and said, got a new son-in-law who's a big time chacham, big Yerushalayim. So the story goes on, it's true. The Chazon Ish said, he's a big time chacham, and his son, Rashiva told him he's a big time chacham. Well, I'm a Rashiva. A Yerushalayim, in the Yeshiva, he can't know because he didn't have anything in his famous, that he said his famous with money. That's where a person's talking this whole thing. And Yerushalayim is holding, like I said, Yerushalayim. Tuchman's built that proper Yerushalayim. Okay, we should have a wonderful week. Hashem, Lai, Lai, Esau.
Yeah.
We'll make a chatten on Thursday. It's Hashem, Kino David.